Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astral Mind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here, and again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners out there, and we're looking to another great night on Astral Mind 2012, and what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about what's been going on with the gun laws and everything, a little bit about politics, about these gun laws. People have been saying that they're going to be taking our guns, and we're not going to have any homeland security. Protection, you know, we're not going to have no homeland protection. So, what's your feel on that, Roy?
And this was interesting because a lot of people are really disappointed because what they're doing is they're trying to take our Second Amendment rights, and that's the right to bear arms. And, you know, that. A lot of people had to fight in order to get that. And so here in the United States especially, you know, people aren't just going to just hand their guns over. Because, you know, who's going to, if you don't have guns, how are you going to protect yourself and protect your family when the only ones that have guns will be the bad guys? What's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, they were talking about that on the news, about this guy from England. He was saying that that back in England they don't use guns like they do in the United States, so they don't have the right to have a gun. So people in America are just saying that they do things differently, and they believe in the Second Amendment, and where people have the right to bear guns to protect their families and their rights. And but then again, you know, there's so much temptation out there from, you know, the dark side that people are becoming more unstable when it comes to any kind of weapons or any guns that have been going on. And that's why we're starting to see more shootings and killings, and, you know, and if it is the case that one third of the host of heaven came with Lucifer on the earth, then they're going to use these guns to start killing people. That's just my take on it.
That's interesting because, you know, is it the guns that are killing people, or is it people killing people? To me, guns are just like a tool. You know, they're only used when absolutely necessary. But, you know, they keep trying to blame, you know, all these different guns for killing people, but why don't they focus, you know, on a lot of people that have mental conditions and helping, you know, with mental health? I think a lot of these shooters that, you know, that's been around the, you know, like in Colorado and Connecticut, you know, if these people would have had some kind of mental health, you know, got the right help from people, and there might have been a different, it might not have come to somebody getting killed. What's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I agree with that, and I think that if people really want to use, if they really want to use their guns to protect their families and protect themselves, now is the time to do it, is to get your, you know, to get those going and hide them and put them in a place where people can't find them, especially people that, like you said, they do have mental problems. They need to focus more on people that do have mental problems that are on medication and get them help. And people become more vulnerable, like I said, you know, and then it boils down to, like I said, with these fallen angels on the earth taking over or even possessing people to do these horrible things, you know, and to start shooting people and killing people. And it seems like it's just been happening more and more, you know, like you hear on the news about people finding dead bodies in the rivers or, and then again, you know, like I said, it could be something supernatural too that they haven't discovered yet.
Well, the main thing is, I think what this is doing too, it's opening up a lot of awareness. You know, people are starting to realize, you know, that a lot of these things that are happening, you know, there's no coincidences. You know, things happen for a reason. So, you know, what are people learning from a lot of the things that are happening, you know, through our country? I think a lot of it is people have to become more aware.
Mm-hmm.
And start coming out with solutions. I think it's just that, you know, these people that are doing this, they're calling out, you know, for help, and nobody's listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that's where we all have to start, you know, coming out with better ways of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if millions of dollars can be sent overseas and killing, you know, different people from other countries, why can't some of that money be spent here in the United States in helping people, you know, educating people? A lot of the stuff that's, you know, kids are being exposed to on television with violence, you know, it's happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your feelings on that?
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I think it's also a message telling people to get closer to God and people that people that don't really know much about survival, especially the people that have always been sheltered. So it's kind of coming down to that. It's kind of coming down to that area. That's just my take on that.
What's interesting, if people were to do research on, take for instance, serial killers. If you start looking into their history, a lot of them had been either physically abused, mentally abused, or even
Hello. Hello.
It appears we had a disconnection. Roy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back on the air, Edwin. For some reason, I had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, for some reason we all got disconnected. Looks like we do have one caller on the line from the 360 area. I don't know if you want to get to the caller.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get started on that.
Okay, let's go to the 360 area. You're on the Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
Hello.
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 Can you hear us?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Okay. We're kind of like technical problems going on. I was wondering if you guys I need like a little bit of a reading.
Roy, did you hear that?
Yeah, she's sort of breaking up. Are you? Can you speak a little bit closer to your phone, or?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. We hear you.
I was wondering if you guys could do a little bit of a reading for me.
Okay. And what would you like to know?
Well, I have had really bad health problems for the past 20 years, and I'm wondering if that's going to get resolved.
Adrian, what are you getting from that?
What kind of health problems have you been having?
I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And then they diagnosed me with kidney problems, and then they diagnosed me with fibromyalgia, and now I'm going through just another problem, but I can't say it on the radio.
Okay. And what are these... What is these problems caused by, do you know?
Well, I know the bipolar was genetic. So, and I've been stable for that for like 20 years. I've been very stable on that. But the other problem that I'm having now, I believe might be the cause of my husband having an extramarital affair. And I don't know if he's having one or not. But I am having really bad health issues.
Okay. Well, from what I see in the cards, it looks like there's something that hasn't been resolved yet.
Right.
Which is why you're going through so much of this karmic stuff.
Okay.
And a lot of it's because you haven't forgiven yourself of something.
Okay.
That's what's creating all these blockages in your chakras.
Okay.
And,
Now they're kind of all, like, stuck up.
That's caused a lot of blockages in your energy, so...
Okay. That makes sense.
So the only way to get past it is by confronting the problem.
Okay.
And letting it go and accepting it.
That makes sense.
So it's something that has been ignored for a long time from other past lives. That's why you keep running into those kind of problems.
Okay. I kind of figured it probably had to do. I'm like, okay, it's like every year something different, and it's like a genetic. I'm like,
oh,
okay,
yeah, that's where
your
most
life.
Of your problems come from is a lot of blockages.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, is there it's basically a forgiveness problem?
Roy, are you there?
Go ahead.
Is there anything else you pick up?
I'm getting a lot of it, too, has to do with... can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Hello.
Adrian, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, Trent?
I can hear the both of you, but I don't think he can hear you.
I'm just wondering if we're losing him. But anyway, let me go ahead and tell you what.